And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. You know, Elizabeth Warren is in Iowa, and we have a good friend from many years ago, a leading attorney in Iowa, a Democrat, Jim LaRue, on the line with us. Jim, welcome to the Tennessee Star Report.
Well, thank you. It's been a long time. Nice to hear from you.
It's been a long time. We went to college together. We were roommates in Washington, D.C. one summer when you were working for Senator John Culver.
That's right. You know, you may know that we just lost John. He died last week. He lived just a fantastic, wonderful life, but he's gone.
I'm sorry to hear that. So we've taken divergent paths. I've become very conservative Tea Party, and I think you've become more of an activist, continued to be a Democrat in the past decades. Elizabeth Warren is visiting Iowa today. She's going to be in Council Bluffs. What's your take on the Democratic field and how Iowa looks at that field here in 2020, Jim?
Well, it's terribly interesting. We enjoy the privilege, and I think we're aware of the privilege and take seriously the privilege of being first in the nation. We know that there's a certain winnowing process that happens here in the field and in each caucus season. And so activist Democrats are pretty earnest about it. They look at things carefully, try to give everyone a chance, and participate in fairly high rates. So we're excited about it, I'm sure. And I think Elizabeth Warren will get a lot of careful, enthusiastic scrutiny, but others will too. My guess is that the field won't be completely settled until long into the process.
Now, have you been courted by the various presidential candidates? Because you're very well known in Iowa. I remember you've worked all across the state as an organizer many years ago.
No. Well, I'm not a big deal in Iowa, but I do pay attention. Kamala Harris was at my law office a couple of months ago, and we chatted, but I can't tell you that I'm someone that they court. And here's the magic of Iowa. We're sort of politically a level field, and there are no kingmakers here. Campaigns rise and they fall as quickly as the campaign is over, and you have to start all over again. It's partly because we have no center of gravity politically in Iowa, and we're a jump ball. We're clearly a purple state, so even between the two parties, candidates have to struggle hard for the vote. I think that's good. I'm describing a situation which I think is a good thing. But even amongst and within parties, as soon as one political figure ends a career, it's a complete jump ball and no kingmakers from one to the next. So I think, when Jimmy Carter came here way back, those were in our years, in 76, and I delayed going back to college to help him out way back there. That's the 75-76 cycle. We were so unaccustomed to visitors running for president that we were flattered, and a politician could, shake a hand and win a vote. It's tougher here. These candidates come out and, you'll hear things, and I'm not even just making this up. They say, well, I've seen candidate X, but I'm not sure because I've, only met him and talked to him four times, and he's only at our house twice, It's a tough crowd. And I think that's how Elizabeth, I think she'll be given a warm welcome and a careful look, but so will the others, and people won't decide for a while.
Jim, Steve Gill here, and you cited exactly what I've seen in New Hampshire over the years where, again, people will say exactly what you said. Well, they've only stayed at my house three or four times. I'm not sure I know them well enough to give them my vote. And the rest of the country, they only see these people on television. It is hand-to-hand combat in Iowa and New Hampshire. It is these caucus processes where it puts a premier on organization and on that personal touch. As you kind of look at the 20 or 30 Democrats that are talking about running right now, who do you see as people that will fare best in that process in Iowa?
Well, I don't know. And I think both parties, we saw that happen the last time with the Republicans. And this is not, although I'm not a great supporter of the current president's policies, I would analyze his success less ideologically and more on a certain factor that could affect the Democrats. That is, I think when you have those years when we've had, say, three or four candidates contending for either party's nomination, you have a greater likelihood of a serious issue discussion that accompanies the campaigning. So it's some combination of personality. Who is the candidate? Do we like him or her or not? But then it gets down in the course of the campaign to a serious discussion of issues. But I think there's something about the collective mind, just how many variables can we absorb? And I think when you get an awful lot of candidates, it switches from, at some point, is it six, is it seven? I don't know. But it's somewhere around there where you flip from the potential for a serious discussion of issues and you leapfrog into an issue of celebrity. And I think that a celebrity can be any number of things. At the very least, it's well-knownness for well-knownness sake. And a person can be a celebrity because they come from an acting or, some kind of non-political background, or it can be an established, well-known political figure can establish that. If that premise is true, then the prediction would be not based on something like celebrity, but which of the field, which person or persons have the most celebrity, who will break out of the field on that basis early on. And if you're talking just that way, you can sort of name people who have that right now in the party. It ranges from Joe Biden, who's very popular. I don't know whether he's going to run. But my goodness, it could be
Jim. Where it gets a hard clock, Jim. Thank you so much for joining. Will you come back here, the Iowa lawyer Jim LaRue?
Yeah, anything for a friend, and I would enjoy it. Thanks so much, Jim.
You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. Back on Monday, Mike Patrick Leahy and Steve Gill.